Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
All right, today I'm going to risk something in our brief time in the world. I'm going to speak to the ladies out there, not only to the ladies, but you'll see the text we go through today speaks especially to the ladies. I want to speak to you about the fact that nobody wants a scab for a crown. What possibly could I mean by that? Check this out. Isaiah chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Moreover, the Lord says, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go, making a jingling with their feet, therefore the Lord will strike with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will uncover their secret parts. Now, many years ago, I read a story in the Los Angeles Times about a woman named Michelle. She was a successful writer and editor who lived in fear. She feared the day that her husband might discover her secret stash of credit cards, her secret post office box, or the other tricks that she used to hide how much money she spent shopping for herself. That article in the Los Angeles Times went on to describe that even though this woman lived with that fear, Michelle said that she didn't think she was doing anything wrong. That article quoted her as saying this, "I make as much money as my husband. If I want a $500 suit from Ann Taylor, I deserve it, and I don't want to be hassled about it. So the easiest thing to do is to lie." She said that last year, when her husband forced her to destroy one of her credit cards, Michelle went out and got a new one without telling him. And this is what she said, "I do live in fear. If he discovers this new Visa card, he'll kill me." Now, I'm not trying to be hard on this woman, Michelle, or on the women in general. Men can certainly be as materialistic as women. Yet in this passage from Isaiah, God spoke to the materialistic women of Judah. In Isaiah's assessment, it didn't begin with materialism. It began with pride. Look at how he puts it. He says here, "The daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with outstretched necks." Isaiah saw that the women of Judah were proud. They were taken with themselves and loved to consider themselves better than others. Isaiah also noted that the women of Judah had wanton eyes. That is, they were sexually seductive and promiscuous. They wanted to behold and attract what was sexually impure. And along this line, Isaiah saw the women of Judah walking and mincing as they went, making a jingling sound with their feet. They were dressed with finery, luxury, and accessories. They devoted far too much of their lives to their appearance and their image. Of course, this love of finery, luxury, and an inordinate pleasure in the obtaining of it all, that's not unique to women. Many men have a problem with those kind of things also, but here God spoke to the problem among some women in Judah. And for emphasis, in the following verses, the prophet declared a list of the accessories and luxury items that the women of Judah longed for and devoted too much of their lives to it. He said, the jingling anklets, the scarves, the crescents, the pendants, the bracelets, and the veils, the headdresses, the leg ornaments, and the headbands, the perfume boxes, the charms, and the rings, the nose jewels, the festal apparel, and the mantles, the outer garments, the purses, and the mirrors, the fine linen, the turbans, and the robes. You know, it sounds to me like they had some pretty good shopping malls in ancient Jerusalem. Now, one tragic aspect of all this was that the obsession with their appearance, their love of luxury, and their promiscuity made the daughters of Zion ripe for judgment. Under God's judgment, their crown would become a scab, and instead of being beautifully adorned, they would be exposed and humiliated. Also, the Lord would take away the finery. In Isaiah's time, these judgments were connected with the coming invasions of nations against Judah and Israel. But because of scarcity and disease, those haughty daughters of Zion would become sick and diseased and humiliated, and all their wonderful accessories would be taken away. Now, friends, godliness is not any more the duty of women than men. Yet, because of the influence women have in their role in the nurture of children, it's important that the women of God live and think like the women of God. And when the women of a culture degenerate, then the hope for the next generation is challenged. But when the women of a culture turn to the Lord and His ways, there is great hope for the future. So friends, look, both women and men, let's take the emphasis off what we have and how we look, and let's put more emphasis on who we are before the God who loves us so much. We can turn to Him and do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.